Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better, and everybody do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Already Thursday, short week. Hope yours is going well. I'm Nate Hodges. We got Houston Kress. We got Davey Hudson. We got Will Stevens. We got another Doug's dub last night.
Is it still a burger, just a 60 burger, or is it a 50 burger, everything beyond 50?
Plus 10.
11,
50
right?
Burger plus.
Is it 61?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just a 50 burger all the way. 50 burger?
Is it still a 50 burger? We call it a 60 burger.
All the way.
I think it's 50 burger, just and then once you stop at 50, but like you're shooting for 50. And then
what if you get 100?
Well, then that's 250 burgers.
That's
a double decker.
It's a double.
That's a double cheeseburger.
Double burger.
Mm.
Okay. Shock the nation.
Did Auburn get mad in real life yet? I'm just waiting for it. I still see the tweet about Georgia crawling the station accounts notifications over here. Because they mad.
You know, it's funny, though, because Auburn can't say anything because we beat them the last time we played them.
That's a good point by you, Houston.
And in about 15 recent recruiting battles.
Like Pruitt, Doug's, Auburn, in the sights.
What's that kid we lost to Auburn and then ever since? Every
Hardy?
Single one.
Jay Hardy?
Yeah.
Don't wake the bear. Dugs, Air Dugs, and Bear Dugs. That was a lot of fun last night. Just points, 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 points.
Yeah. Has he gotten too good?
No, I think the SEC is a little down.
Well, I noticed Auburn wasn't ranked.
Yeah.
And then,
they were 4-1, though.
The most fascinating thing to me was the score updates from the Kentucky Navy game.
I mean, I think Joker Phillips is still a coach.
I mean, he's got him in the top 10. Why wouldn't he be?
Did they beat Navy?
No.
No, they got beat 28-7.
They lost bad. They're in the top 10. Navy's unranked, and Kentucky just completely bleeped the bed.
You know, it's not an easy offense to stop. It's different. You're not really preparing for it each and every week. It's kind of like the same situation Tennessee had a couple of years
Air
ago
Force,
with Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
That fortunately triple, for us, Georgia option. Tech was week one, so you had a little bit more opportunities to prepare.
Yeah. That's the key.
And you still barely won it. I mean, it cost them just not pitching the ball on fourth down to or a two-point conversion to get the win.
Well, go back to Air Force in 2006.
Oh.
You had them week two. Horrible time. to play Air Force. And it came down to a two-point conversion. And Xavier Mitchell made the stop. Tennessee wins.
That play never had a chance.
No, he...
For Air Force, I mean.
Georgia Tech's play should have been a touchdown. Yeah. Air Force...
Was that the game Inky Johnson got hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody tweeted that two-point stop during the quarantine, and so I just happened to watch it a couple times, and like I was like, did Air Force ever have a shot? Oh, no. They didn't block that guy. This guy got around.
They got an onside kick, though, to set that up. It was terrifying because you just beat Cal the week before. You're feeling good. You're flying high.
Was that the same year? I get the year. Yeah. Next. That was the same year?
Whew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I was at the Cal game. I remember the Air Force game being just kind of a blur. It kind of felt like Georgia State for a while, where it's like, oh, yeah, we'll win. We got this. Oh, no!
Mm.
Okay, survived.
Yeah, but you survived that one.
Yeah.
But Davey's right, man, the triple option.
Joker should hire Davey to do the post game. That sounded great. You know, it's just tough offense to stop. They really had us there.
I learned a lot from listening to Butch Jones for years. I can definitely fill in for that role.
Well, we're the youngest team in the country.
What if
we had three games in 13 days.
No one's ever done that before.
What if a coach just hired a press conference coach? Like you had like Pruitt does all the real work, and then he just has a spokesman.
I feel like Dooley could do that.
Dooley could be Pruitt's spokesman.
Dooley was a jerk, but he was really funny in front of the media.
Yeah.
I don't think you build a team by holding hands and singing Kumbaya.
He's not wrong. Although, in fairness, they did all hike LeConte together and bury something, which is very campy, which is very Kumbaya-ish.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So, Dooley, I don't know. He took the team to what little college did they go to? Do you remember that? When they were re-turfing the practice facility and they went to some small college, like in the Tri-Cities maybe?
Like Milligan or something.
I think that was it. I think it was Milligan.
I think it was.
I wanted to say Sullivan, but it was a similar word. Milligan. Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah, they like rode buses up there together. You tell me they didn't sing Kumbaya on the bus?
Elizabeth
Come on.
Elizabethan, Tennessee. There
you
go.
Yep.
Boom.
Nice pull by you.
Thank you.
Wow.
I remember some things.
That's good.
Watch it be wrong. Watch it be like, well, actually.
No, I think you're right. Milligan.
Mm-hmm.
So last night... It was a beatdown.
Yeah.
We get South Carolina tomorrow at 3 p.m. So
these trap games have been the worst, though. What was it? It was UConn in the rain. Then was Toledo in an afternoon game?
Hey, I've said this before. Any win in the rain, a downpour, is a good win. Just get me out of there. Weird things happen in weather games. Yeah. I don't want to be a part of it.
The day games have been a bad spot for us so far.
The day games.
He doesn't have not enough time to get in the zone.
I think it's because... When you're in the zone playing at like 9 o'clock and you don't want to wake your baby, you get super focused on all of those things.
Because you can't worry about anything else. Exactly. Lock it in.
Let's go.
Exactly. But when you
that's composure, baby. That's composure.
But when you have no distractions at all, it's wide open on what can distract you too.
Playing so well right now. Playing so well. Oh, you're an idiot. What are you doing?
Gotta pitch that.
I gotta work on that. I'm working on that tomorrow.
I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot. I hate myself. Shut up, poopy stinks.
I was all up in this chat and still scored a touchdown. I'm playing so well right now.
Boo, baby, boo. Don't wake the baby. But that's composure. Caleb Presley last night, your star quarterback. 28 of 41, 411, 5 touchdowns. Oh, he did throw one pick, but 16 rushes, 111 yards, and 2 more touchdowns.
Where is this guy in the recruiting rankings?
Well, he's already in college, so I don't know.
I know.
But probably pretty good.
If you let him play high school kids, he'd probably be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's
probably a 5-star.
Yeah.
Dwayne Rogers, Cole, 4 catches, 122, and a touchdown. Deion Flash. Man, with a name like that, I need a little more production from Flash. 2 catches, 26 yards. But Pua Stubbs, 5 catches, 74, and a touchdown. Feels good.
Hmm.
Are we going to win the Natty?
Depends on Bama. My fear, though, is the SEC's so weak. Like, if he loses a game, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was saying he's afraid he can't even get there even if he runs the table.
No, he'll get there if he goes undefeated.
You think so? Too.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I would look, go check the rankings, but I can't.
It's very hard in that game to go undefeated in the SEC and not make the national championship.
I feel like I've done it before. Not often. But I feel like I did have a undefeated regular
schedule,
season.
Though, I don't know. I mean,
the problem was he started unranked. He started so low.
Yeah.
We've got to convince the voters, which is good. That's why you hang 60 burgers. Or, sorry, 50 burgers plus 11.
Still a 50 burger. We established that.
That's what I said, 50 burger plus 11.
You don't have to plus the thing every time.
So. But it's important to know that he didn't score 50. He scored 60.
Okay.
And that seems I did love it when he got to 48. Or no, I'm sorry. He got to 41, went for two, got it, so that the next touchdown gives you the 50
burger.
I thought
of you when he did that because you said that.
That's what yesterday. I said you got to go for two once early because you don't know how, although I think that was early in the third quarter. I was like, man, I don't think you're really in danger of not hanging 50 tonight. But I like the plan.
You want to hear the top 10 for this situation?
Yeah.
So Tennessee just moved into the top 10. We are number 10 in the nation.
There we go. Finally, a little respect on it.
Nebraska is number 9.
Oh, feels like 98.
At 5-1. No, they're at 5-1.
5-1?
Yeah, we'll hop them.
You have Alabama at 4-1 at number 8. You have UCF at 4-0 at number 7. Miami at 4-1 at number 6. Notre Dame 7-0 at number 5.
Really does feel like 98.
Michigan at 5-0 at number 4. Virginia Tech 5-0 at number 3. Clemson is 5-0 at number 2. And Ohio State is 5-0 at number 1.
And we're 6-0?
7-0.
Have we played so many more games than everybody?
He didn't schedule any buys at the beginning of the schedule. I believe you get 2 buys, and he put them all later in the season.
Still weird to be 2 games ahead. Yeah, but smart, though, because now we're going to get our rest before the big important games.
Yeah.
That's just good. That's just smart. That's composure, baby. That's composure.
So tomorrow at 3, South Carolina, at Neyland Stadium.
Who are you rooting for?
Dougs.
All right, just making sure. South Carolina boy.
Whatever.
Oh, feathers perked up a little bit there, didn't they?
Feathers.
Oh, I didn't even really mean to do that. That was a good Gamecock pun.
It was.
Ruffled your feathers, didn't I?
You did.
That was kind of scary. Didn't sound very good. I'll work on my rooster crow. Probably won't.
Hey, I don't know if it was good news or bad news. The NCAA extended the dead period. Which, on the one hand, I'm like, well, that kind of stinks. It'd be nice for these coaches to get out of recruiting that way. But wait.
We're good at that.
We've been killing it during the dead period, can't visit, like just – and then people, I don't know, they were arguing about whether they should push back the early signing period.
No.
And somebody's like, no, that's – they can wait and sign in the late one. Like,
yeah.
Who cares?
That made no sense.
Mm-hmm. That depends on who's asking for it.
I mean, if I stink at recruiting, I'm like, push it back. But, man, the rules are the rules.
Would you want them to push it back if we were in Alabama situation right now?
No, not the early one. No. Because the whole point of that window, first of all, it was always weird to me that window was so close to the normal signing day anyway. So, no. I wouldn't. Because I'm going to trust on-campus visits, continued recruiting, on-field success, if I was in Alabama situation. Now, if you're saying if Tennessee, I'd still trust it. I feel like it's a good, even before all this, I thought this was a good recruiting staff. I didn't think they'd be quite this good so far, especially during the quarantine, but no, I wouldn't say push it back. Go ahead and lock my guys in that are locked in.
All right.
Pen, not pencil.
I think it's through the end of July.
The dead period?
I think so.
Whew. Man, that is lengthy. But it's going well for Tennessee. Just keep it. Maybe this should be the new way we recruit all the time, just for safety. You know,
just let's be safe.
Has nothing to do with the fact that Tennessee's just really good at this type of thing. I just think for the safety of the kids and others. It just makes the most sense. Hmm. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, through the end of July.
I'm ready for regular sports. That'd be great. Let's not... No more extending dead periods and...
Yeah, I'm ready to get it back. Let's get it going.
Because, I mean... Didn't you say... And I realize that right now China is not exactly our best friend, but you said the Chinese elementary students went back to school like 2 weeks ago?
At least.
Ish?
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like... Seems like getting back to normal is within reach if we'll grab it.
Yeah, I don't trust the data. I do trust the actual Chinese students who are
right
talking to my source.
Yeah. We got plants in elementary schools. It's great. Well, you're a former teacher, so.
No, it's high schools. It's high schools.
Oh, even better. Even better. That's just great.
They're high schoolers.
I got offered to go teach English in China for $1,250 a month. I think I'm going to decline it, but.
$1,250?
You think they would be willing to
learn? Is that a lot in China? I don't know.
Honestly, I have no idea what their current economic status is over there.
I don't know what the breakdown is on that.
I know it's...
I want to look into that.
I think I'll just stay over here. I've probably said enough bad things about Xi Jinping to where I probably shouldn't try to risk it.
Yeah, it's probably wise. You'd be in jail for 3 years.
I feel like you get paid a lot to go over to... I feel like you got a bad deal there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was just like, this isn't good. And it's like, let's
look at the resume here. He has no teaching experience. I would say you do know English, so there's your first good to go.
I've worked with kids on numerous occasions.
Yeah. I think you...
Not teaching.
Tutoring, yeah.
I think they saw his tweets about... Who'd you just say? I can't pronounce that. I'm not going to attempt.
Jing Zhong Ping.
Yeah, I think they saw it, thought he was dumb enough to accept the original offer, and just was like hoping to get him over there.
Yeah, they're going to punish it was like a lure. Yeah.
It was a trap.
They're like, this guy, he'll totally take $1,200 a month.
That would get me one step closer to my main goal of being supreme leader of North Korea. They got pretty good ties over there with those two countries.
Is Kim Jong-un dead?
No.
No.
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
TMZ reported him dead. A lot of other people reported him dead. He's not dead. Have we seen him?
Yes, he came back out like 3 weeks after.
Is it really him or is it a lookalike?
I mean, I don't
know. Weekend at Bernie's.
I didn't walk up and like ask him, "Hey, Kim, like, is it really you?"
So. I didn't think you were there. You've seen the videos though of like that lady who said she was Hillary Clinton for like public like view, or she didn't speak. And everyone's like, "That's not even Hillary Clinton. That's a fake person." Like, everyone has, like, a
double.
No, but, like, they use it intentionally.
Oh, yeah.
Like hey, you're going to be seen in public, like not saying anything, like so that
Padme
I can go take a nap.
And, Star Wars.
Yeah. But wasn't that really her?
No.
She hasn't seen him yet.
It's fine. He'll be fine.
You're not going to spoil. I'm not going to remember any of
this. Yeah, he has no idea what you're talking about. He was paying such close attention. Didn't even know it was a Star Wars
Padme
reference.
Padme sounds like a cheese.
Careful. Don't want David to get sick thinking about cheese.
My apologies, Davey.
Speaking of cheese.
He's trying to get a better offer to go to China. What's your plan for taking over North Korea? You going to just like get close?
Yeah, remember he said internet. I'm going to give him internet. Here's computer.
I didn't say I was going to give them internet. I said I was going.
I'm pretty sure
you
said.
Well, here's what I said. I said I'm going to open up more freedoms for them. I didn't go into specifics.
I think you said phones and laptops.
I feel like. All you have to do is get over there and kill the guy right in front of like the top dudes. It's like King of the Hill and all.
No, that's not how it works. No,
and all the military people will be like, "All right, you're the new dude."
No, that is a bad idea. He would be dead.
Just get in there.
Horrible plan.
Just murder him with your bare hands right in front of everybody, and they'd be like, "Okay,
this is dark. Why are you stop doing that."
Of all leaders in the world that I feel like I'd have a good chance in a fight one-on-one, Kim Jong-un's definitely up there.
Like just bare hands? You don't have any? Like,
I don't know, man. Tools. He's got like sneaky big.
He's like 5 foot two and fat as could be. He can't run around. Like
he's girthy. Yeah. He might be good on the ground grappling.
Sumo? What if he's trained in sumo?
Yeah.
Hey, but real talk. You need a number two in North Korea?
Yeah.
All right.
You could introduce him to the office and you guys do your podcast?
Oh.
They'd love it.
He's only 36?
Yeah, he's young. His sister's 31?
I'm more scared of his sister than I am him.
She's she looks like a real nice lady.
I think I could beat up Kim Jong-un, but I don't think I could beat up his sister.
That's good because you shouldn't hit women. Well,
yeah, that was the point.
Oh, okay. Are you sure that was the point?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to. Yeah.
Right. Good. Very good.
Hmm. I don't know if I could hit a dude named Kim either.
Oh.
It's too close.
That's a good point. Yeah, you'd lose both fights.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it too much.
Yeah, they're in my head already.
That's what they do. It's propaganda.
Drones.
Mm-hmm. Birds.
Oh, yeah.
Because birds aren't real.
Yeah, no, they're not. Did you see a bird for like the first like 2 weeks of shutdown?
Nope.
No, they were recharging.
Changing the batteries.
Recharging.
Yep. Yeah.
You know those power lines that they all sit on? Mm-hmm. They have little connectors in the bottom of their feet. And
like wireless iPhone charging.
Who's going to touch a power line and find out?
Right.
Nobody.
That's a great point.
There are articles all the way back to like 2016 about him gaining weight and struggling with Kim Jong-un and being unhealthy and stuff. But I guess he just keeps on ticking.
McDonald's. No, seriously, he orders in big. I've told you, he orders Big Macs, flies them over.
Flies them over.
Well, yeah.
Uber Eats.
I don't think it's like that. It'd be expensive. Yeah. He's got a bunch of money. Speaking of burgers, how many are on the docket today for you?
Six. Six. Is the, for the six 60 is the burger. Number.
I mean, the 50 burger plus 11.
Yeah, but it's six. It's the sixth one because I started at 3, and then moved to 4, and then to 5.
Man.
And now it's 6.
I mean, he's still got what, South Carolina? Who's some other weak teams coming up?
I mean,
we've got Vandy and Kentucky at the end of the season, obviously.
Missouri?
Kentucky's a top 10, or was a top 10 team.
Like, that matters.
I know it's a video game, but can we get realistic for a second? It's Kentucky.
Yeah. It was realistic. They got to number 10, they got beat.
It's true.
That is about as Kentucky as it gets.
Yeah.
No one's actually sure of the age of Kim Jong-un.
Really?
So yeah.
Allegedly 30-something.
Some say he was born in either 82, 83, or 84. They say at 27, he underwent plastic surgery to allegedly resemble his grandfather.
Smart.
I don't know why that was so funny. Just the way you looked at him. Smart.
Smart. Well, no, they loved his grandfather.
That's really terrible because, like, people always say, like, they all look alike and it's really racist. But then when you get plastic surgery to look like everybody else, it's really hard.
Do you ever see any of the footage from when... It was either his grandfather or his father passed away.
Mm-mm.
Like, grown men, hysterical in the street.
Really?
Yeah, they said if you didn't grieve properly, you were sentenced to 6 months of labor camp. So,
well, that explains it.
They're wailing in the street.
I mean, like... No, seriously. I mean, like, bawling, rolling on the ground. What do they have? The police are just walking by like, yep, that's a good citizen there. Yep, good job.
It's essentially... They viewed it as God dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just have like a lady in a pantsuit with a clipboard walking around making sure you get all the decimals of crime.
Yeah. It's like the lunch lady.
Like, come here, are those real tears? Yep. Looks pretty good. Is that lemon juice? Oh, it's a doc. See you in the camp.
Get your
That's
shovels.
A horrible... Man. I'm going to start saying that to the 37. Like, hey, if you don't compliment the show every day, I'm going to take more days off.
Mm. Holding them hostage, huh?
I mean, I can't send them to a labor camp.
It's true. You can't. Yeah. Can't do that.
I wouldn't do that even if I could.
Right.
I would be a benevolent leader.
Hey, Rick Barnes been working on the recruiting trail. Couple of guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Couple of Zoom meetings.
Ah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it. Stick with us right here. Thursday edition, 3 and Out.
Nice pivot.
Welcome back into the Van Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville.
Don't trust China. China is bleep hole. Sorry.
If you want to weigh in on any portion of the program today, 865-546-8200.
50 Burger Thursdays.
Will might. He's up 7 pounds already.
Yeah.
After a day.
Yeah.
A couple more.
Got to weigh in today after the burgers, but we'll see.
See how it goes. 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in. We got Matt up first. Matt, you're on 3 and Out. What's up, bud?
Yo.
6-0.
6-0, guys.
Oh, 7-0.
6-0. Did y'all think the picture?
Seven?
Yeah.
7-0. Sorry, Matt. 7-0.
Well, how dumb am I? I just went right along with 6-0.
That's why you're one of the 37.
A low bar, Matt. We got a low bar.
Agreeing
here.
With me is how you stay out of the camps.
y'all see the picture? I know y'all did, but the knockout picture with Coach Duggs where he's standing over the body. He's got his arm held up.
Yeah. The Ali.
Yeah.
The Ali clone.
The Sports Illustrated cover.
The Sports Illustrated cover. The attention to detail in that picture with the
farmer's tan.
Farmer's tan, the surgery on the knee. Like
the farmer's tan was the first thing I noticed. I was like, oh, that's so perfect.
Yeah. It was great. Well, I don't know if you can take Kim Jong.
Oh.
He is a god, right? I mean, couldn't he just snap his fingers? And
I think even if Davey killed him, they would report that he killed Davey, and they'd find a lookalike, and as Houston said, Davey would be murdered by someone else.
Yeah, I was looking at a little fast facts when you guys were talking on him. Like, it's so weird when you get into like what the dude's really like. Like how we're in the year 2020, and you still have a dictator that has an entourage of like 13-year-old girls that runs with him. It just amazes me, man. The guy's a total D-bag. Like, can we just bomb them like 5 years ago and get it over with?
No,
I mean, probably could have. But then it starts a whole thing, and you just don't want to, you know.
I know, but I mean, come on, guys.
Well,
that starts all that World War III. Don't give me that crap.
Yeah, not a big fan of World War III. Trying to avoid it as long as possible.
I know. I just can't stand Kim Jong, man.
Houston was telling me all the propaganda he had read about him, about how he can be made 33 straight bullseyes on an archery
from like 100 yards or something.
He like beat their Michael Jordan in basketball 21-3. And,
I love how they gave the dude like 3 points.
Yeah,
he's like put people in labor camps, like when his dad passed away. If you didn't mourn like publicly,
yeah, that's what Davey was saying. If you weren't crying on the street when they had the funeral procession, you go to a labor camp.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, guys, it's a big game tomorrow. 8-0. I mean, I think if we have a when's our bye weeks with Coach.
They got to be coming up.
Are they back to back bye weeks or what? And how's that work in this realm? Is it like 2 days off or something?
So you have two bye weeks built into your schedule, and you can choose who you play and mess around with your schedule, and he just kind of loaded them to the end of the season. But you can also sim over your bye weeks when you go to the next game, so he'll probably just skip them.
Yeah, so it's great. Well, it's like a bye week, but we don't have to wait. Like, our guys get rested up, but we're right on the next game. Does that mean Alabama's
plays out
Sunday?
Mm, yeah, I think he's already said that, right?
Bama
Sunday?
I didn't watch last night. I won't lie to you. Mm. I feel like a bad fan.
Wow.
Who do we play Sunday?
Alabama.
So they've already lost a game, right? I mean, we'll obviously win that one. You jump them for sure. And then if everything else plays out, you know, with the bye weeks, I'm sure there'll be some shuffle and we'll jump some ranks there. I mean, by the end of Sunday, we could technically be top five.
Yeah, no, I could see us cracking the top five, but I think number seven would be a really, really good place for us to be in because you have a bunch of powerhouses that are going to topple over. You have Michigan and Ohio State.
They got to play at the end of the year.
They got to play. You got all these teams who got to play some good competition.
Just got to do what we did back in '98, guys. Just control our destiny at this point. You beat Florida, and you just got to, you know, rest is history, right?
Yeah, you did the hard stuff.
There you go.
Now just beat a down Alabama, and let's ride this thing to Atlanta.
the 99 Alabama.
They lost a game.
It's the sim.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to touch base with you guys yesterday with the whole Tiger match thing. I know you guys were talking about it. I thought it was freaking phenomenal.
I loved it.
It was great. Even in the pool, I think the rain even made it better somehow, oddly. I mean, my wife and I, we were starting to watch. I told him, like, this is going to be horrible, you know, just with just the conditions and everything. And it just ended up being better. I like the fact that Tiger and Brady just struggled so much. I mean, Peyton. And Peyton really didn't struggle nearly as much. But
Brady was so bad early.
Oh, duffing shots and just put – I mean, he looked worse than an amateur. I mean, he just was playing – and he wouldn't hit a driver. I don't think he hit a driver all day.
He said he didn't have it in the bag. He didn't even bring it.
Who?
Brady.
Oh.
He didn't have a driver. Didn't bring it.
What kind of golf is that?
I don't know. He kept spraying his fairway iron like all over the place.
Right. Yeah.
It was, and it got horrible. So bad, Matt, at one point they stopped showing his shots.
Mm.
Yeah. Like there
well,
was one where
he
they,
was getting...
they showed Peyton and you could see Brady lining up for his shot like behind him and he just chunked it about 2 feet on a chip.
Yeah. Yeah. There was that one hole where him and Peyton were just, you know, left, right, left, right.
Yeah.
And somehow I think Peyton ended up parring it or something. But, yeah, it was fun to watch, though. I want to see next year if they do another one. I'd like to see old I had it before I called in. Oh, man, the big guy, blonde hair, drinks a lot.
Daly, yeah.
Yes, John Daly.
John Daly would be so fun.
That's how you're trying to describe
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that'd be a fun little match.
Phil right, Mickelson guys, yesterday said on Dan Patrick, thanks for the call, Matt, he said he wanted Michael Jordan and Steph Curry.
Hmm.
Like, we talked about Curry yesterday.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned Jordan, but then said I didn't want him. I'd rather have Romo.
Yeah, no, you said Barkley and Jordan, and then you were like, no. Curry and Romo.
Yeah. I didn't watch Barkley. Did he get a bogey on his whole 18 challenge?
I don't know.
For charity? Did you see that?
Why are you acting like I watch golf?
Yeah,
I thought you watched this. You didn't?
I saw that.
I watched a little bit of the match on Twitter and stuff, but I didn't.
I saw that he was going to try that. I didn't see if he was successful.
I didn't either. He probably wasn't.
Probably not.
No, yeah. His golf swing is... one of the most broken things I've ever
seen. People think they want to watch the bad golfers, but you really don't.
You really don't.
No.
No.
No one wants to watch Barkley hack it around for...
But everybody knows he's bad, and he's so bad that it's kind of funny.
Well, one hole's fine, but
exactly.
you don't want him to be a part of the actual competition. Give me somebody that's pretty good.
Ooh, that would be fun, though, if they divvied it up. If you just signed up, like... 4 really famous people or 5 really famous people, and then just instead of having them play a whole 18, you just had them play like 3 and just were terrible for 3 holes, and then you switch to new people.
Team golf.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
I don't know if
I'd watch any I'd watch anything right now. I would have watched those guys play putt-putt. I was just glad they did play. Matt said, I was worried about the rain once I saw the radar because I was just worried they were going to cancel it. I liked that they played in it a lot. If they'd have canceled that or postponed it, I mean, they already ran over.
Yeah.
Like the recordings, everybody who recorded it stopped because they ran late. But that, you know, it was for charity. It was a good event. They raised a ton of money. I don't even know what the final count was. They started at $10 million, and I think they were over 20.
Hmm.
Raised a ton of money.
Well, ESPN's written the hit piece
on
Kevin Van Valkenburg.
That's a fake name.
Right. Tom Brady, the golfer, gave us a hint at what's coming with Tom Brady, the football
That's
player.
That's so crazy. Although apparently he did say he was a 6 handicap.
Quick take. He said it was a 6?
Yeah. Maybe if it was dry. He did it. The hole out from 150 plus was an incredible shot. But I didn't see much else.
I mean, it's a whole different animal, though, being on TV. Like
Tiger and Phil said, these guys are nervous. They're nervous. They don't want to embarrass themselves. They're not used to doing something, you know, competitively where they're not at the peak of their game with all the advantages, so on and so forth.
I mean, I played golf with a buddy the other day. He hadn't played in a while.
Is that me?
No.
Oh.
This was the round before you. He hadn't played in a while. He's crushing it on the range. I mean, crushing it. We get to the first hole, hits a bad shot. He's like, hadn't played in a long time. He just meant the pressure he's putting on himself. Can you imagine if there's TV cameras there? Other famous people?
If you've never played golf, I don't care. Unless you were a pro and you're just so... first hole? I'm never not nervous. Ever.
I could be out there by myself and I'd be like, okay, don't screw up the 100%. First shot.
And God forbid there's somebody like behind you waiting to tee off.
Uh-huh.
And you got like a stacked, oh gosh, I might as well just kick it out there and hit the second shot.
And sometimes I'm better when I put that little bit of extra pressure on myself for a few shots. But if it's constant, eventually I fall apart. We got paired. We were at the beach one time and we had a threesome. And so one of their new golf pro at this course needed to play with somebody. So he joins our group. So now we're playing with this guy who, you know, I mean, he's not a professional golfer, but he's a golf pro. I mean, you know, you have to be a certain whatever handicap just to get your golf pro card thing. And so, like, at first, I'm like bearing down, like, you're going to play well. And I, another guy in our group, my cousin's really, really good too. And then it was me and a guy about like me. So me and the guy that are about the same, we're like really trying to play up. And for a few holes, like, it's working. Mm. Like, you know, all four balls, like, either in the fairway or just off, you know, barely into the rough, nice and nice long balls off the tee. And then eventually it's just like,
crumbles.
I can't put this pressure on myself. You know, three or four holes in, it's just like, start shanking stuff, topping it, blading wedges into the houses, you know. It's like, okay, we're done here.
That's when you go to, yeah, I was going to say, yep, that's when the cans come out. That's when you got to hear the old.
That's become my go-to now. Is don't even like start the round without drinking, and then at the turn grab a bunch of beer.
The problem is, when we played, you know, I was 10 shots better on the back.
Where are you?
Got a couple beers.
Yeah, maybe you're the opposite. You need to start with the beer.
Taper off.
Yeah.
Start fast.
Close strong.
Just show up to the. Open the door, get the clubs start, out, and then just shotgun and beers.
Start pounding them on the range, yeah. As you warm up.
Well, you know, you brought some people. I've met one of them before. I hadn't met the other guy. I didn't want to embarrass myself. I didn't know what kind of people. You know, they're going to be real tight, and you know, I didn't want to be sloppy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to make a good first impression.
Well, I fell apart at the end of the first nine. I mean, I rallied.
I had three straight pars to finish.
That's good.
Including one about, was that, like 25, 30-foot putt from the fringe?
That was good.
For par?
Mm-hmm.
Phew, that's what I'm talking about.
I was one over through six.
Yeah, you were playing well.
I was on fire.
Eagle, man. That was impressive.
That was the longest shot I've held out in a long time.
It was a good putt.
Yeah. We'll come back.
Congrats to you. We should film some of this.
Did we ever get into the NHL's restart on the show?
No.
All right. Sports. The best part of hockey.
Can you do the, can we do the thing that you teased before this segment though?
What did I tease then?
Rick Barnes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that and then we'll do that, hockey.
Then hockey.
So we're teasing really early now.
What happened with Rick Barnes?
Huh?
What Rick happened Barnes. With Rick Barnes?
He's recruiting.
I don't know. Nate said something.
Which is news, apparently.
Back after this.
Final segment, hour number one, Thursday edition of the program. Jake Weingarten of...
Say what?
Stock Rising or something like that. I don't know. He tweeted, source, Tennessee's Rick Barnes.
Per source.
And his staff will virtually meet with five-star sophomore Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Possible reclass candidate. Vols were working on having him visit before the season ended. And then our guy, One Fly We All Fly, quote tweeted and said, he's the nation's number four overall player for class of 22, teammates with Jaden Springer at IMG Academy. Looked up his profile, Brandon Huntley Hatfield of Bradenton, Florida, of course. IMG Academy is 6'8", 208 pounds. He's the number one power forward in the country. Number four player in the composite, number five player for 24/7 Sports, .9980, which is really damn high.
I like it.
He's warm on Memphis, Ole Miss, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Only has a couple predictions in. They're very soft, level sixes out of 10 for Kentucky so far. But again, class of 2022.
But he reclassified to 21?
That's the potentially. That's the rumor, potentially.
Hmm. What position?
Power forward.
How big is he?
6'8", 208.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't realize I just said that.
I thought, I knew I asked during the break, but I wanted to make sure the listeners heard it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yes. It's okay.
Hmm?
Repetition is
no, I did ask you during the break.
Right, but yeah. Well, he was looking.
How big
at something.
Is he?
He's 6'8", 208.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you said that during the break.
Rick Barnes also met with Kennedy Chandler via Zoom or whatever, I don't know, platform they're using. So they were talking yesterday on Talk Sports about like how much money would you spend out of your recruiting budget for a top-level point guard for the basketball team. But it was they were debating out of your whole recruiting, not the actual budget, the Bagman budget.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had $3 million for the entire athletics for the year for Bagman money, how much of that would you spend on Kennedy Chandler? His list is North Carolina, Memphis, Kentucky, Duke, and Tennessee. It's literally the blue team to blue bloods, Memphis and Tennessee.
The orange really pops.
Briarcrest Christian, of course, the number one point guard in the composite class of 2021. Man, that'd be fun.
I would welcome that.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Are we about to get really good?
I hope so.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I hope so.
He's
a .9948. Yeah. 5-star, of course. No, actually, 24/7 Sports has him as a 4.
Mm.
Composite's a 5, though.
Mm. Okay. I like it.
Let me ask a dumb question. He's the second best player in Tennessee? Oh, Musa is number one.
Musa Cisse.
All right. Couldn't remember who was number one. So we're not in on Musa at all?
We weren't. I guess there's still time.
We're trying.
Is he 7 foot?
6'10 is what this says.
Okay.
Could still be growing.
So with... Well, that's going to be a 21 class.
This is the next wave, right?
Yeah. So if Pons goes and we've got a spot, what do they do? Do they just save it for the next class? Because the grad transfers in the transfer market, it's like it's done. That
there's no one.
It's already. I mean, there. I guess there still could be, but that's already kind of exploded. I mean, Mac McClung picked Texas Tech yesterday.
Well, do you just take a 1 year? As long as he's a 1 year guy, do you just take a
anybody?
Like, yeah, just take a bench like depth dude.
That I mean, you could give the scholarship to a walk on for a year.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, I think you take a player who can help you if you can get him.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a player will be upset that his coach wasn't sending enough virtual workouts or something and transfer late.
Yeah, I need someone to really make a big guy mad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Need maybe they get back to – what is it? I know football can start June 8th. Can basketball players come back to campus too?
Yeah, they can.
It's
just basketball and football.
So, like, they come back and
They get pushed too hard or too
like, oh, you didn't work out over quarantine. You look a little fat.
Oh,
transferring.
I'm offended. Rick Barnes would never call me. Oh, shoot. That's more likely to happen to us.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, fat camp. Half of Tennessee's team transfers today.
Maybe they are fat and they want to come to Rick Barnes' fat camp because they know that that's what's best for them.
Admiral and Grant went through it.
Yeah.
Panned out okay. Excited to see, not see it, but hear the rumblings and the murmurs of, Springer and Johnson and Walker. Once everything kind of gets back rolling again, we'll have to have Rod make sure that Gary and Juanita are spying a little bit on the on the basketball workouts.
I can't wait for those Gary and Juanita source information from basketball.
That's right. So Musa Cisse he's reclassifying to this class, to 20.
Oh, okay.
Or at least that was... speculated. See, I would. He's one I would take.
Yeah,
look, bigly.
We could. If we got him, we would be Final Four bound.
I mean,
at least in the conversation, right?
So, this was April 12th. But did you say Jake Weingarten earlier?
Yeah.
Is that the tweet you read?
Uh huh.
So on April 12th, he said that Musa Cisse's final 10. Were Kentucky, Memphis, Southern Cal, Georgetown, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, Illinois, Florida State, Tennessee. So maybe, just maybe, Tennessee can get in it?
Pretty awesome.
We might have a spot.
Need Pons to give us the tip. Just let us know if you're gone.
I mean,
you're gone.
I'd love to have Pons back. It just seems like that is less and less of a thing. Oh no, May 2nd, he had a final six.
We didn't make it. Not even the final six.
No.
Oh,
Kentucky, LSU, Florida State, Georgia, Memphis, Georgetown.
Georgia.
And the Red Pops, look.
Imagine that was an Orange Tennessee jersey.
Did you see?
Crean's been paying. I don't know what you're
true. Like he was at Indiana. I mean, they got the blueprint up there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Georgia's uniform was ranked the second best in the SEC? I don't know if this is just like overall uniform or home and away, but they had LSU number one.
Are we talking football or basketball?
Football.
Okay.
LSU number one. Georgia, it was their, I mean, obviously it's LSU, so it was the white tops, yellow pants. And then Georgia's red jersey was number two. Someone said that one and two were always the teams that played in the SEC championship the year before, but Tennessee's white away jersey was number three.
It could be kind of the whole uniform. White, just to get the graphic better. You know what I mean? Like LSU was white at one, so they went Georgia red, and then Tennessee put it back in white just to keep it.
But I don't think they did that the whole way through.
I always liked LSU or Ole Miss's red jersey with their like cream blue helmets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like those a lot too. Yeah, no, they did not do that, Nate. White LSU, red Georgia, white Tennessee, blue Florida, crimson Alabama, black Missouri. That's kind of boring. Black Vanderbilt with the gray sleeves. And then Ole Miss
Vanderbilt
with the red.
Last.
They had Arkansas last. South Carolina, Mississippi State, Arkansas last. Kentucky with the checkerboard sleeves at 11. Give me a break.
Well, let's just re-rank them real quick.
Okay, Tennessee.
Oh, we got to hit a break. We'll come back. We'll do that.
All right, there's my ranking.
We'll talk hockey. We got some weird stuff going on in Arizona State. Their AD that once took shots at Phil Fulmer, so that kind of has a Tennessee tie.
Oh, yeah, you hate to see that.
Yeah,
really.
We got lots to get to. Hour two next.